Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, enriching lives with many possibilities. We embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It is your show host, Sugar, and I am truly excited because today we are going to chop it up again about some more Hollywood headlines. But before I continue, I definitely want to open up my chat because I know that I have several fans that like to actually come in and listen, and you know what I mean? You guys show love continuously, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here for me and just truly, you know, just showing love, spreading the word, and continuing to show up regularly. And so even if you don't make it live, I have looked at the archives for Brown Sugar Radio, and baby, when I tell you, you guys are getting it in. I was so excited because I knew that, wow, you know, as I was looking over everything that was taking place, and I had been missing in action for about 2 weeks with my wedding, the archives were off the chain. Y'all looking for me like, where is Sugar at? What happened to her? So thank you so much. You guys are amazing. This is a phenomenal opportunity for us to reconnect again. I did a show actually on Monday just to let you know that your girl is still here. I did not disappear. I know that I have loyal listeners, and so I wanted to come back and just let you know that, hey, you know, I am certainly here, and I just want to continue to connect with you. Just been extremely busy, and, you know, it's just been a really true opportunity to just share with you what's been going on with me, you know. And so it's awesome because I want to tell you that my fiance, well, no, my husband. Oh, my goodness. That sounds so good to say husband. I got to get used to being married. I'm so used to saying fiance. Wow. This Saturday will be our 3-week anniversary. Can you stand it? Oh, wow. I'm so used to saying fiance. We were engaged. We had a long engagement. Wanted to take our time and do things, you know, right and just, you know, just enjoy the moment. And so we wanted to plan out our wedding. The ceremony was gorgeous. And, you know, weddings, I'm going to be honest, though, they are stressful. They are very stressful. And it is something that, you know, you just truly have to make sure that you have a ton of support in, because if not, you end up burning yourself out. And I'm the kind of person, I love to plan. I love to organize. I love to take that time, you know, to just really get every detail into the making. And so with that said, you know, many have said, why don't you be an event planner, you know, and get into it. But I like planning my own parties. I do help others every now and then. I just truly don't have the time between, you know, my radio show and then school and then my children, now my husband. That's a lot of plates I got to juggle. But at the end of the day, I can honestly tell you that I do love what I do, and I love the passion that is certainly involved. What's up, Goga? I see some anonymous guests in the chat. Those of you checking out your girl Brown Sugar via Facebook and Twitter, I want you to show me some love and create a user account. Lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so that when I have a show, you will be notified, okay? So make sure that you take that time to do that. It's complimentary, and then you will, like I said, receive notifications whenever I have additional show. Ordinarily, I'm here every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, and so you can check me out there. But at the end of the day, I do love, you know, just connecting and sharing the experiences that I have had. And so right now I'm talking about how beautiful the ceremony was. It was just so awesome how the family, we had worldwide guests come. I mean, it was beautiful, you know, to have the family pull together the way that they did. And so I am so honored and so blessed to have a good man and an awesome family, new family members that have united. It's been one of those things. What's up, Golga? I see you were chatting something. You were typing something in the chat, but I don't see what you typed. So, yeah, you know, that's just one of those things that, you know, here we are. And I wanted to kind of get into, the latest news. It is amazing because your girl Sugar has had an opportunity of a lifetime. And I'm so excited because God has blessed my husband and I with an opportunity to be featured on a major cable network. And so we're going to be filming a reality show. And stay tuned. I'll give you more details. Next week is when we begin filming. I'll let you know the exact dates, when it's going to air. But not only can you check out now your girl Sugar on the internet, you can see me on TV. So is that awesome or what? Well, I tell you, when God shows up, he certainly shows out. I am so blessed and so honored and very humbled to be able to have this opportunity. And I just want to use it as a platform to, you know, touch the lives of others and just to really show, like, you know, any relationship that you have that's worth having, you're going to fight for it. You're going to fight for it no matter what comes your way. You're going to be faced with obstacles. You're going to be faced with setbacks. But if you truly love somebody, at the end of the day, you are going to make a way to make it happen. You're going to fight, and you're going to do whatever you have to do in order to make sure that relationship is successful and is happy. Thank you so much, Golga. You say kudos on your marriage. Yes, God is good. I have a husband now. Like I said, I'm so used to saying fiance. just wanted to let you guys know, stay locked because we will be filming next week, and it is going to be an amazing, amazing journey. Speaking of marriages, I want to get into some more Hollywood headlines. You know, like I said, Evelyn Lozado Johnson is married now to Chad Johnson. He changed his name. I reported that earlier this week. But speaking of other celebrities, it has been alleged that Kanye and Kim Kardashian will be wedding soon. We've got to definitely keep our eyes on this hot, juicy couple. Sources say that on Tuesday, the 35-year-old rapper is planning to pop the question to Kim Kardashian. And many of you know that she was divorced from NBA player Chris Humphries. It's finally over. It's a wrap. The divorce is finalized, according to the representatives of Chris Humphrey. Allegedly, they're stating that his personal jeweler designed an engagement ring. This is Kanye West, excuse me, not Chris. That Kanye's personal jeweler has designed an engagement ring for the 31-year-old reality star. So we're going to just keep it locked, see what happens. We don't really know. The time will tell. It's also been reported that Kanye wants his Beyonce. You know, Jay-Z got his Queen B, and, you know, he's saying he wants Kim Kardashian to be his Queen B. We're going to talk about a little bit of the celebrities who rushed into marriage after divorce. The number one celebrity that's been talked about was J-Lo, saying that she rushed into marriage. But my thing is, no. She wasn't married. It was Mark Anthony, okay? But, you know, she was in that engagement with, Lord, what is his name now? I can't think of his name. Y'all help me out in the chat. Ben Affleck. Is that his name? Anyway, Mark Anthony just could not wait to wipe up Jennifer Lopez just days after his divorce from the former Miss Universe. Her name was Dinara Torres. And once he divorced her, he married a long-term friend in the backyard of Jennifer's home in Los Angeles. And then, of course, the pair, they parted ways in July of 2012 after 7 years of marriage and the birth of their twins, Max and Emmy. Those names are so plain. I thought that J-Lo would have came up with something a little bit more snazzier than that, you know, because she's so flamboyant and over the top and just diva all day long. It's like, you're going to name your baby Max and Emmy. I thought that was kind of plain. The next celebrity to rest into marriage after divorce, Lisa Marie Presley, who is an only child to, of course, the king of rock, Elvis Presley, married Michael Jackson in a secret ceremony in the Dominican Republic. It was in 1994, in the month of May. Jackson wasted no time in wifing up Presley. The pair had only been dating for 4 months when he popped the question. It was reportedly over the phone is when he requested to marry her, and their wedding came only 20 days later after Presley had finalized her divorce from Danny Kiro. Interesting, huh? Interesting. Another celebrity couple who rushed into marriage after divorce is Kesley Grammer, married his fourth wife, Kate Walsh, in February 2011, just 2 weeks after his divorce from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Camille Grammer was finalized. Before the wedding, Grammer, who allegedly had an affair with Walsh while he was still married to Camille, explained that his reasoning for rushing into marriage, he says, Kate and I are married because we are so in love and we see no reason to postpone our happiness any longer. Wow. Another celebrity, Cher, less than a week after her divorce from Sonny Bono was finalized, Cher married rocker Greg Allman on a whim in Las Vegas just 10 days later after she filed for divorce from Allman's brother. Ahmed alleges that he had gone on a drug and alcohol binge on their honeymoon. Yeah, that's a trip, huh? So they didn't last quite long. Just 10 days later is when Cher had realized this was one of the mistakes that she had made. This is why I like long engagements. I remember so many people said, Sugar, why are you waiting so long? You know, why do you have to wait so long to marry this man? Why don't you just go ahead and marry him? It's a number of different reasons. I do understand for spiritual reasons it is better to marry, and that is God's word. I know God honors marriage. But at the end of the day, after being married before and just realizing how huge of a commitment that it is, I realized that if I'm going to stand before God and I'm going to say these vows to this man and to God and make these promises, I need to make sure that I can keep these promises. For me, it's much better because in the Bible, God's word also says that he despises divorce. So I don't want to make one mistake by trying to correct another one. I just honestly feel a majority of these couples that I have named ended up in divorce. So why rush, right? Take your time and you know, make sure that it is something that you both truly desire. Tiki Barbara, in early of April 2011, broke the news that former New York Giants running back had cheated on his pregnant wife with Jenny. Now, the interesting thing is that Barbara and Johnson, okay, were engaged in August, but the couple had decided to slide their plans back and get married much sooner than what they had intended. So, I don't know if many of you are a New York Giants fan or not. However, he married just a few weeks after his wife served him with divorce papers. Let's say the divorce was finalized in July. He was married just 8 days later. Not in even a week. Interesting, huh? Another famous celebrity, I got seven of them. This is the next to the last, Elizabeth Taylor, made her Cleopatra co-star Richard Burton her fifth husband on March 15th in 1964, just 9 days after her divorce from Eddie Fisher was finalized. However, the couple did divorce in 1974, then get this, and remarried in 1975 and finally got divorced for good the following year. Hot, hot, hot mess. So those are the few that we can certainly, oh, Kris Jenner was another one. They stated got married after she divorced the Kardashians' father, Robert Kardashian. She married Bruce Jenner, allegedly, within a few weeks after she had got divorced from their father, the late great Mr. Kardashian. I don't know how many of you guys follow that story with, my voice is so hoarse. I need to get some water. You guys excuse me. I'm trying to take, my voice is gone between school. I'm telling you, I got so much going on the air here. Let's add a little music. That's what I say. We need some mood music. What's up? What's up? Angel of the panel, men, money, women, and sex. Tree Spots, M Red 82. Welcome you all to Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for keeping it locked. We were talking about celebrities that have rushed to get married and ended up in divorce. Do you think it is a great idea to get married right away after a divorce, or should you wait? I often receive criticism for how long my engagement was to my fiance. It was over 18 months long, but I felt it was necessary to make sure that this was something we both wanted to do. So this is my nephew. What's up, Kenya? Hey, what's going on, fam? I know that's right. Hey, Angel Eyes, I haven't seen you in forever. I have a caller here on the line. Caller, are you here calling just to listen, or are you calling to chop it up? What's going on? 916, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from? Hello. Hello, hello.
Like that.
You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Are you calling to listen?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and take you off the air because obviously you're not paying attention. Boy, I tell you, if you're going to call my phone lines, call and pay attention. The number is 646-716-8697 if you want to get it off your chest and talk about celebrities that get married quick and end up in divorce. Is it the bad luck stroke of being a celebrity? Do many celebrities make it at all? We have a few that are hanging in there, like Will and Jada. Then we also have Beyonce, you know, and Jay-Z, they're in there hanging tough. But, I mean, truly, what are the odds of them truly making it in this day and age? You know, what do y'all think about Kanye and Kim Kardashian possibly getting married? You think it's all for TV, or do you believe that it's genuine? Let me know. You can either type in the chat or holler at your girl at 646-716-8697. Let me know. Let me know what's going on here. Definitely. So, I mean, it's a whole lot going on as we sit back and we just think. Go, God, see your message there. TV info. Brown Sugar, send me your Facebook info on your TV show when you get a chance. Absolutely. We're going to be, my husband and I will be filming on TLC Network, and we begin filming next week. And so it's going to be awesome. I'll make sure I'll give you the name and everything once we begin filming. And I'll give you the date when it's supposed to be on and all that kind of good stuff. All right? So that's what's up. Yay! I'm so excited about it. Probably best to wait when to get married. Gola, you say wait? Okay, that's what's up. Wow. Yes, Angel Eyes, God is good. I got some big things in the works here. Yes, yes, I know, huh? You guys are so sweet. Katherine Jackson, okay, now she's back home. It was reported that Katherine Jackson was missing. And, of course, you know, the nation kind of went into a panic. But then I got those that are like, who cares about the Jacksons? I'm sick of hearing of them. Me personally, Katherine Jackson ain't did nothing wrong to nobody. I like Katherine. But she's back home, and she's reuniting with Michael Jackson's children after a judge temporarily ordered her to take away her guardianship because of her long days of absence from them. Is this ridiculous? Now they're trying to take the children from their grandmother. That's all they know. Paris Jackson tweeted earlier this morning, "Grandma's here, thank God." Wow, that's awful. They said she was missing. The judge tried to move her guardianship, basically because of the fact they had said that the three minor children were left in the care of someone else other than her. And, you know, I just feel like, isn't she entitled to take a break? I mean, for heaven's sake, how many parents take a getaway for a while. You know what I mean? Now, she was missing for years. That's when we're going to talk about it, and that's when something needs to really go down. She's only missing for a few weeks. If she was taking a sabbatical because her doctor ordered her some much-needed rest, then for heaven's sake, let the lady rest. But on judge, like I said, on Wednesday, the judge removed her as guardian temporarily and named her grandson Tito. Get that, old Tito trying to move in as temporary caretaker of the late legend's three minor children. A bitter family dispute took over Michael Jackson's estate. The Superior Court Judge Mitchell Beckloff issued the ruling because she was in Arizona and hadn't spoken with the children in several days. T.J. Jackson now has the ability to control the Hilltop home where the children live and to take over supervision duties. That's a hot mess. Captain Jackson told ABC News that the court ruling was based on a bunch of lies. She says, I am devastated that while I've been away, that my children, my grandchildren, have been taken away from me, and I'm coming home to see about that also. She also stated that she is preparing a statement. You know, that's ridiculous. I mean, really, really. Why can't parents get grandparents? She's not entitled to get some R&R. Let's see what I got popping in the chat. Kenya says, she rich, she left them with top-of-the-line provider people will do anything for attention nowadays. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It just don't make no sense. It really don't. You know, why are you going to report the grandma missing it? She hasn't talked to them in a few days. That's crazy. There's a whole bunch of parents that don't talk to their kids in a few days. You don't see them getting reported. I just think it's all about money. It's all about money. And it just does not make any sense. Kevin goes on and says, I am here today to let everyone know that I am fine and I'm here with my children, and my children would never do anything like that to me, holding me against my will. She says that her children, Randy, Janet, and Rebe, were seated next to her. This is very stupid of people to think that. I know that's right, Catherine. It's all about money, baby. It's all about money. Hot, hot, triple mess. Many of you know the Batman shooting has stirred up a ton of controversy. There's now been reports that security has got to have a heightened, you know, level of security to these movie theaters, and it's going to cost movie theaters even more money now. I mean, good Lord, you can't even go to the movies now in peace without worrying about getting shot up. What's really going on today? It doesn't make any sense. And at the end of the day, I just truly feel that, you know, it's unfortunate that people are really at that daggone evil and unhappy with their own lives that they have to take the lives of others. Hollywood also says that they're very frustrated because now the Warner Brothers studio had announced that office box figures are going to be held until Monday. Respecting the victims of the horrific shooting, the Century 17 Theater in Aurora, Colorado, studio has decided that they will focus on the victims, not the Dark Knight, their revenue that they made for that week. So that is very nice that they're doing that. However, I just think that it's crazy that, you know, some basket case goes in there and shoots up. It was 12 fatalities, 52 people injured, and just unbelievable craziness around that entire theater. Friday morning, the entertainment world, as well as America, was turned upside down when this basket case decided to go inside of a Batman premiere and start shooting people like he done lost his daggone mind. What is the world coming to? For real. All righty, let's go back to the chat here. I do see some callers on the line. If you're calling just to listen, please let me know. I will not take you off of mute because I know many of you are probably listening, ear hustling at work. I ain't mad at you. Let's see here. Kenya says, I haven't talked to my grandma since the wedding. Is she missing? No. I got a life, and she does too. Drama rules the airways nowadays. Right. That's what I'm saying. It make no sense. You a fool, Kenya. He talking about thank God for bootleg Batman. Right. You ain't got to worry about going to a theater and getting shot up. It's ridiculous. Can't even go into a daggone movie theater without worrying about getting shot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, good. Now I'm going to have to sit in the back row, all the way in the back. So if I see anything, I'm ducking. Oh, wow. Angel Eyes, what do you think about this? You know, I see an anonymous guest in the chat. Those of you who are tuned in via Twitter and Facebook, please do me a favor. Log in to Blog Talk Radio. Create a user account. It's complimentary. And log in. Join us in the chat. We've got about 5 minutes remaining. And, you know, chime in on the conversation today. We're talking about Hollywood headlines, everything from Kim and Kanye possibly getting married to this basket case shooting people up in Colorado. Talk about no life, huh? Goga says, that Colorado guy is a slimy puke. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, he just had to truly be bored out of his mind. I don't understand truly what it was that he felt. What was the sensation out of that? I really don't get it. Mariah Carey, I announced last Monday that she is going to be a host on American Idol. What do you think of that? Is she a good fit? Do you think she's going to be a tougher judge than Simon? Do you believe that she's going to be as sassy as J-Lo? What can Mariah bring to the table? I think this is awesome because she's also got her new album that's going to be launched, and she's doing some great things. Many of you know she just had her twins. And that's another thing she's got in common with J-Lo. They both have twins, but her twins got some cool celebrity names, Moroccan and Marilyn. I like that. Now, that sounds Hollywood to me. That's something I expect a celebrity to name their children, not Max and Emmy. Come on, J-Lo. That sounds like the name of a cartoon, that little cartoon. Matter of fact, Max and Emmy, isn't that the name of those little rabbits on my baby look at, I think, one of those little cartoons. I just felt like she should have been a little more flamboyant with the names, you know, but that's your girl Sugar talking. You know, I'm over the top and flamboyant. That's my personality. So, I mean, I guess I shouldn't expect everybody to be like me. But Nick Cannon says that he is really thrilled, and he felt like, you know, Carrie will be the most fierce face to ever sit at the judge's table. He says even tougher than Simon Cowell. I don't know about that. Nick goes on to say that Mariah, she's very serious about music and singing. She'll probably be the toughest judge that's been on the show. Nick told us to Access Hollywood backstage at last night's America's Got Talent. How many of y'all peeped that show? They have some crazy talents that's on there, man, I tell you. I do like that. I love his show. He's so talented, though. Nick had some problems, I know, with his kidney. And I was praying for them because he had really had a lot of different things going on. He was hospitalized. And so it's important. Drink your water, okay? Drink your water, especially men. It seems like men, sometimes they don't listen. I know I'm constantly on my husband about drinking water. You have to hydrate your kidneys, flush your kidneys, because if not, they will shut down on you. I know that my uncle is a victim of that. He is struggling. He has to go to dialysis. And, you know, I often wonder, you know, truly, what is it? What is it about drinking water that people just don't want to do? Especially if you live in Arizona and Vegas, I'm telling you, you should be drinking water like you're getting paid for it. You feel me? All right, let's go back to our chat here. We got 2 minutes remaining. Angel Eyes, what do you think of Mariah Carey being a judge on American Idol? Kenya says, American Idol is a fake and a fraud. She's just doing it for the ratings and a fat check. Oh, well, you know. Oh, wow. I think Mariah is one of, I'm going to give it to her, she has one of the best voices and one of the baddest vocalists in the game. You know, can't no too many touch Mariah. It's not very many people that want to attempt to sing a Mariah or a Whitney song. You got to be bad to the bone. You know what I mean? Angel says, I think the panel, I think she would be good. She has an amazing voice. Deborah Cox. Oh, yes. Deborah Cox has a beautiful voice also. Love and Hip Hop. What's up, Love and Hip Hop? What's cracking? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure all of the new fans in the chat lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so you'll be notified when we have up-and-coming shows like this. Okay? Absolutely. Show some love, and I'll keep you posted on our reality show. Like I said, we're filming next week. It's going to be on and popping. It's going to be a lot of fun. join us on Facebook, Brown Sugar Radio fan page, also on Twitter, Brown Sugar Radio on Twitter. Make sure you follow us, tweet us, add us, because this is where it's at. The show is actually coming to an end, but I got to let all of you know, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. I'll see you next week.